Since you've known John Cook and that he was kind of, you kind of transitioned nicely to the Coldfoot topic, which is a primary site that we'll be talking about, and it's close to the Haw Road. When you met with John, what would you say was the difference? We kind of casually talked about it before the interview.
Mm-hmm.
What he had to go through as an archaeologist before there was any road to what it's like for you now to be working on a Coldfoot site as far as access.
Well, yeah, I mean, the access is obviously a lot easier. And to that, you know, to up through, you know, the Koyukuk drainage and up onto the north slope, you mean, obviously, it's tremendously different. You know, they had nothing but planes and helicopters. And we just obviously use things a little differently now. We can, that's one of the reasons, actually, why I actually went to Coldfoot in the first place. Another project that I was hoping to work on outside of Anaktuvuk Pass with floatplanes and helicopters, because there aren't any roads, actually fell through in the spring of 94. And at that time, I was already on contract to do my first archaeology field school with the University of Fairbanks. And it was a question of, well, do we cancel the field school, or do we just, you know, we have students coming in from all over the country, you know?
Explain that, because you're a doctor student, or you're getting your doctorates at that period of time.
Correct. Yeah, essentially, you need a tremendous amount of data, as I mentioned a second ago. And it either exists already in a museum, or you got to go gather it. And archaeologists, well, they're into material culture. I mean, that's how, you know, that's our forte on helping to explain about the past, you know, history, anthropology, and all that. Archaeologists deal with, you know, materials left behind by different cultures and peoples in the past. So you have to either go dig it up, or somebody else is already having to have gone dig it up, basically. And my 94 field school in Anaktuvuk Pass, like I was mentioning, fell apart. And what we needed was a sure thing. So we approached the BLM, or my advisor at that time, Craig Gerlach, is still a professor up at the university in the anthropology department. We just needed a sure thing. No more messing around with helicopters. No more things falling through. So we approached the BLM, and John Cook was like, well, I've got an interesting site, you know, turn of the 20th century, and it's on the road system, and that was the key. You can drive to it, you know, the weather can be good, bad, raining, sunshine, and you can get there. And no one's ever really messed with it. So that was the opportunity. It's like, okay, you've got this great site, but again, we're not tied into the weather or helicopters or, you know, whatever. So that was essentially it. It was a logistical issue. We're solving that logistical problem in Alaska, the lack of roads, and we had a road, so that's why we actually ended up at Coldfoot. Now, it's just ironic. I mean, again, it was like, well, what am I going to do for my dissertation now? This is the archaeology field school where you train students in archaeological techniques, how to dig, how to record, how to photograph, how to use the transit, how to map, how to do all these things to be a fully functional field archaeologist. And I really didn't know at that time that it was going to turn into a dissertation project. It was just accidental. I was, like I said, I was going to do something out of Anaktuvuk, and we ended up doing, you know, that full field school 6 weeks at Coldfoot. And you know, came back after the end of that field season and was like, well, can we do something with this? I was planning on doing something a little bit older in time. My original interest when I came to Alaska were, Pleistocene-Holocene boundary 10,000 years ago, hunter-gatherers and all that stuff. My master's turned out to be something in the 3,000 to 4,000-year range down in the central Gulf of Alaska area, approaching the present, and all of a sudden I'm doing essentially something less than 100 years old.
The road you're talking about is what road?
Is the Dalton Highway, the infamous Haw Road, basically. And, I mean, it was existence. I mean, it was there. We didn't have to mess around. Yeah, we can go on to other stories about the impermanence of the Haw Road, but that's, I guess, from getting ahead of ourselves.